collecting and analyzing Argo float data. Using Google Earth, you can follow the path of any Argo float, analyze the data that it uploads, and learn about what is happening in the oceans. Searching for Argo floats. You can see every Argo float on Google Earth and follow the path of any selected Argo float. Here are all the Argo floats around the coast of New Zealand. Can you spot Argo float number 5903777? It is in the Pacific Ocean to the east of Palmerston North. By clicking on the dot beside Argo float number 5903777, you can see its trajectory path since it was deployed. The location of its launch is marked as a yellow box. You can choose to see all the locations where Argo float number 5903777 surfaced and uploaded a profile to a satellite. How many profiles have been uploaded so far? Has the Argo float drifted north or south since it was released? What direction is it drifting now? By clicking on one dot, you can see the profile that was uploaded at that location. This profile was from cycle number 141, uploaded on the 16th of March 2014, at latitude 37.926 south and longitude 179.962 east. By clicking on the small graphs, you can see one temperature and salinity profile for that location in more detail. What is happening here? Salinity falls rapidly from 35.5 to 34.4, but then stays at 34 before rising to 34.6. What is happening here? Temperature falls rapidly from 19 degrees at the surface to 4 degrees and then more slowly to 2.5 degrees at the deepest. Analyzing Argo float data. One temperature or salinity profile is not as useful as many profiles combined together. The website at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution has combined the data for all Argo floats. The following two graphs are similar to the ones above, but combine all the data for Argo float number 5903777 off the east coast of the North Island. Interpreting the Argo float profiles means thinking about number 1, the float trajectory, number 2, the climate of the region the float has passed through, number 3, the currents that have moved the float from place to place. Things to look out for in the salinity S profiles. How does the surface salinity compare with the salinity at 2000 meters depth? Can you explain this difference? Looking at all the profiles together, what is the salinity range near the surface? How does this range compare with the range at 2000 meters depth? Is there any part of the plot where the differences between earlier and later profiles is particularly great? Note that the earliest profiles are blue, the latest are deep red and brown. Things to look out for in the temperature T profiles. How does the surface temperature compare with the temperature at 2000 meters depth? Can you explain the difference? Is there a thermocline, a depth interval where temperature changes markedly with depth? Looking at all the profiles together, what is the temperature range near the surface? How does this range compare with the range at 2000 meter depth? Is there any part of the plot where the differences between earlier and later profiles is particularly great? Note that the earliest profiles are blue, the latest are deep red and brown. This diagram combines all the salinity data across all 147 profiles that Argo float number 5903777 has uploaded. What is happening here? The saltier water is nearer the surface. Water at deeper levels has less salt. This diagram combines all the temperature data across all 147 profiles that Argo float number 5903777 has uploaded. What is happening here? The water near the surface is warmer. Water at deeper levels is coldest. Note, there was warmer surface water in profiles 60 to 75, 100 to 110, and 130 to 140. Why do you think that might be? Next step learning. Use Google Earth to adopt an Argo float deployed during this June 2014 Learns field trip. Details of the Argo float, e.g. its WMO number and location, will be available in the field trip diaries.